Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Zach Wheeler, and you're tuned in to the flagship station from New York Mets baseball, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, in a way, that's kind of fitting because Zach Wheeler was never as tuned in as a big league pitcher as he was last season, particularly in the second half of the year when he finally realized every bit of what the Mets hoped for when they got him from the San Francisco Giants in the Carlos Beltran deal several years ago. Now, Eddie and Wayne, what complicates that hopeful reality that is Zach Wheeler is that, well, now the clock's ticking. He's eligible for free agency at the end of the year. And if the Mets are contending, as everybody hopes they will be, that's going to make for some lively conversation about whether or not he's going to be moved or even considered to be moved.
Yeah, listen, I think that they have another contract to work out beforehand in Jacob DeGrom, but you're absolutely right, Howie. Listen, he wants to put together a first half like he did the second half of last year. 18 starts first half, 11 in the second half, and really pitched as good or better than Jacob DeGrom did this year. I don't think there's any question. Last year, excuse me. I don't think there's any question about that. But I spoke to Zach yesterday, as a matter of fact, and you know, a lot of guys come to spring training, they want to change things up, they want to do something a little bit different, and I said, hey, I don't think there's anything that you want to change off of last year.
No, I'm not really changing all that much. I think it's sort of looking back at what I did right, the second half, you know, watching some video and stuff like that, just sort of picking up little things mechanically that I can continue to carry over into this year. I think that's the biggest thing for me right now, the spring training, you know, obviously staying healthy.
You know, I guess you lowered your release point a little bit last year. Was that a game changer for you when that happened?
Yeah, I think it all started just, you know, getting my arm up, getting it ready to throw. And, you know, once I got that really honed in and consistent, it sort of made everything else better. Curveball, slider, I added the split. That was a big thing for me last year. So, I think it also, once I got it consistent, allowed my fastball to sort of come out a little bit better and I gained like a mile per hour or something like that. So just getting that release point consistent is the biggest key for me, at least.
You know, Zach, you were out of things in 15 and 16. You came back in 17 but didn't have a full year. Last year you did have a full year. And you could see your confidence grow, I think, as the season went along. Was part of that, too, that you always felt you belonged with Jake, with Noah, those guys, but you just didn't have the reps or the games to get it done?
Yeah, you know, last year I came in the spring training trying to change my arm action. And that's a big step. You know, when you've been doing something your whole life, muscle memory takes over, and I could do it all day when I was playing catch or throwing a bullpen, but once I got out there on the mound and you got those extra juices flowing, it sort of just go back to what you're doing. And I think that's really what, you know, I struggled with during spring training, and that hurt me. And I went down there to AAA, and even in spring training on the backfields in the minor leagues, and I was able to say, you know what, results don't matter right now. Just concentrate on doing what you need to do, getting your arm action right, and just letting it sort of, you know, take over and be in control. And I was able to do that, and once I came up, I sort of slowly kept on working at it. And then at a certain point, it kind of just took off, and I think that was, you know, basically about the second half.
Strikeout rate was up. I think your walk rate was cut in half last year. But one thing I've always found interesting with you, even when you struggled early on in your career, your hard hit rate was always low. You know, there was a bloop here, there was a bleeder there, there might be a walk mixed in, and all of a sudden you had some traffic on the base pass. But last year, I think you had the lowest hard hit rate in the majors. That had to be very gratifying for you.
Yeah, of course. I think it all starts off with, you know, getting ahead of guys. Don't, you know, strike one. And, I really concentrated on that a lot last year. And, you know, obviously the command helps that, being able to paint the fastball, whatever it may be. But I think getting ahead and just putting guys away and, like I was talking about earlier, just getting that consistent release point allows your off speed to sort of play up a notch. And, you know, once you get ahead, the stats are crazy. you know, the percentage of outs that you get when you get ahead early. And, you know, I think that was a big key for me.
How much of a game changer was the split finger for you and helping to put guys away, too?
It was a big help. My changeups have always been okay. You know, that actually got a lot better last year. But I was also, you know, mixing in the split. And it's harder than my changeup. Obviously, it looks like a fastball coming in, and then it just drops off the table. So that was a big help for me last year. I was able to throw it right on right. You know, it just gives me a different look, you know, to right-handers, not just a fastball, curveball, slider type deal.
Did you change the grip at all on your changeup? Did you mess around with that a little bit?
No. I really didn't. I think it was just the arm action that we keep on talking about. You know, it makes everything just play up a little bit because you're being consistent with it, staying on top of the ball, getting out front.
You know, I don't think that you're a big guy for goals, but if you get 17 and two-thirds more innings, I think it is, and one more start, you'll have 200 innings, 30 starts. Is that something you might shoot for this year?
Yeah, of course. You know, obviously the biggest thing is to stay healthy. But that's always the goal, is to get those 30 starts, 200 innings, whatever it may be, staying healthy. And, you know, sort of just getting there. Because, you know, that's the biggest thing, I think, with starting pitchers is grabbing the ball every 5 days and going out there and competing and having fun.
How much did the guy to my right here, number 48, inspire you and the rest of the guys in the rotation last year with what he did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he goes out there and just rolls the gym every time. So you go out there and try to beat that. And, you know, I think, you know, watching him and his bullpens really helped me out last year. He pounds glove side fastballs, and I sort of took that into my bullpens and concentrated on it. And I think that's what helped me also with command. And, yeah, I mean, you know, this he did a lot for me last year.
I noticed a little bit of that today. You were working inside a little bit. Has that become a point of emphasis for you?
Yeah, big time. You know, especially with Dave, ever since he came over, you're going to control the inside part of the plate. And with the guys that we have throwing as hard as we do, it's kind of intimidating for hitters to come in knowing that they're going to get blown up inside.
Well, I think you almost out-Jake-Jaked in the second half last year. You want to continue that this year?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want to do that all year. And, you know, hopefully be in that Cy Young talk at the end of the year.
Good luck, Zach. Thanks.
Thanks, Ed.
You know, Zach made one other philosophical adjustment last year. And that was he adopted the philosophy that, you know what, I've been hurt. I've had Tommy John. I had the other stuff that he's gone through seemingly every year. And he finally said, the heck with it. I can't pitch to be afraid to get hurt. So his attitude and mentality became a lot more of a what-the-heck bulldog type, where he was saying to himself, literally, that if I get hurt, I get hurt, but I'm going to get hurt going with my best. And that's something that he felt that he didn't do consistently enough in the past because he was worried about getting hurt.
And I think we saw Zach Wheeler really completely different from at any time before in his career. And I thought it was interesting when Ed asked him about 200 innings because we saw Jacob deGrom reach that goal in 2017. And then almost like a light bulb went off for Jacob that he could do that, he could do anything on a big league mound. We saw what he did last year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.